I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The Kentucky Chamber of Commerce is holding its 12th annual business summit later this week in Louisville. So what better topic to discuss on the business side? I've got Dave Adkisson, Kentucky Chamber President, on the phone this morning to give us a little preview. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you, Alan?
I'm quite well. Now, the conference is this Thursday and Friday at the Galt House. What's the overall theme this year?
The theme of the Chamber's Business Summit is the future of Kentucky. We're going to be taking a look at the trends that are shaping our broader culture and then bring them home to Kentucky. How is Kentucky being shaped by technology, by demographics, et cetera? And so we're going to be starting off with a global futurist, Jack Aldrich, who's renowned nationwide for his ability to look at those trends that are shaping our broader culture. And then we'll bring it to Kentucky. And we'll talk about the future of logistics, for example, UPS and Amazon. Two huge global logistics leaders are focused on our state with their operations, and we have the president of UPS, Brendan Canavan, coming in to talk about the future of logistics and how that could affect Kentucky. Then we're also talking about the future of automotive industry, and we have Dave Tatman, who's the director of the Kentucky Automotive Industry Association, coming in to talk about what's happening not only with the big ones like Toyota, Ford, Corvette, but also all their suppliers. We have a few hundred companies in Kentucky who are supplying automotive. What's the future of that industry? Then we're going to be looking at the bourbon industry. We have the chairman of the board of Brown Forman coming in, Garvin Brown IV. He's going to be speaking about the future of that industry that, frankly, is on fire right now. Then we're going to take a look at a couple of other aspects of Kentucky. For example, the future of our political parties. We've got Adam Edlin and Scott Jennings, high-profile Democrat and Republican, who are coming in to talk about the future of politics in Kentucky and their respective parties. And then we're also going to be taking a look, focusing in on eastern Kentucky. We have a businessman, Rusty Justice from Pikeville, who's doing some fascinating things, envisioning a new eastern Kentucky, one that involves training people to be coders, people doing software engineering, that sort of thing. So that's the focus that we're going to have, trying to look through our telescope toward the future and see what Kentucky has in store down the road.
All right, talk about Mark Halperin, your keynote speaker.
That's right. We have an outstanding lineup for our annual meeting. This will be nearly 1,000 business and political leaders gathered at the Galt House for our annual meeting Thursday evening. We have not only Mark Halperin, who's known for his political observations, he's on a lot of the talk shows. He has written the book Game Change, which was very, very popular, made into a movie. And then also Carl Bernstein, who, of course, is a 20th century icon of American journalism and politics from his Watergate days. Carl Bernstein will come in and speak. And then Scott Jennings, a local political observer who's just been signed up by CNN to be one of their political analysts. Scott, who served in the Bush White House, more recently with Senator McConnell. He has a public relations firm in Louisville. He will be moderating that panel. The topic is, how do you cover politics in the Trump era? That'll be fascinating. We have different perspectives in that lineup, and I think it'll be a fascinating topic that evening, Thursday evening.
And you yourself are going to get in on the act by talking about specific topics, correct?
Right. I'm going to try to bring the topic real close to home by talking about some of the major issues that are facing Kentucky right now, and specifically the Kentucky business community. It's no secret that pension reform and tax reform are right around the corner. The governor is intent on having a special session of the legislature later this year. But we've also got issues like our infrastructure in Kentucky, our K-12 education, our higher education, our workforce. That's the common theme in the business community this day, is the workforce. How do we get workers who have the right skills for the jobs that are being created? And then, of course, the problem we have in Kentucky that's not unique to Kentucky, but we are especially troubled with the opioid crisis. And so we're going to be talking about some of those issues as well.
Okay, so it's this Thursday and Friday. Additional information available on your website. How do they buy tickets?
Sure. Information about our business summit and the annual meeting are available on our website, which is kychamber.com. And, of course, folks are welcome to sign up to come to this. This is the 12th annual business summit. And we're proud of this event because it is the foremost conference in Kentucky during the year in which we really focus on the tough issues facing our state, with outstanding state experts and national experts looking at how are we going to deal with these challenges, how are we going to make them into opportunities, and how can Kentucky forge a bright future.
All right. Our guest today on the business side has been Dave Adkisson, president of the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, and we thank you for your time. And you can hear our entire conversation at wuky.org. Good luck with the conference this week.
Great. Thank you, Alan.